This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Good evening and welcome once again to the Vinyl Vault on ORFM Dunedin 105.4 FM, and we're also on 1575 AM. My name's Steve and thanks for joining me as we celebrate the vinyl record every fortnight on a Wednesday, live between 6 and 7pm. Now in tonight's show, and we did this before with Bruce Springsteen about a month ago, where we only played live tracks of his. You can get that podcast at the usual places. So in tonight's show we're doing it with another favourite of ours, the Allman Brothers Band. So tonight we're only playing live tracks from the founders of Southern Rock. So let's kick things off with the opening track from their At Fillmore East album from 1971. Here is Statesboro Blues.
Oh,
listening to The Vinyl Vault on ORFM Dunedin 105.4 FM. That was the first track from our live Allman Brothers Band show. That was Statesboro Blues, the opening track from their Live at the Fillmore East album from 1971. Some people say the greatest live album ever made. I suppose everyone's got an opinion. But we'll move on now to their next album, which was Eat a Peach. It was one of those records where there was most of it was studio tracks, and then some of it was live tracks. I think that was a thing in the early 70s. I know that the Marshall Tucker Band did exactly the same thing. So here is a live track from that. It's their version of the Elmore James and Sonny Boy Williamson song One Way Out.
Happen to be old man. Oh, might be your man. Well, I just might be your man. Oh, baby, I just don't know.
Call that a good old-fashioned foot stomper. That was our featured artist, the Allman Brothers Band, live with One Way Out. Now we're going to go to 1976. Now tonight's show, we're going to be playing live tracks from the band, but we're also be doing some solo tracks from Greg Allman with his own band. They always gave his songs a totally different feel from they did with the more rocking sound of the brothers in the band. But before we go to that, we're going to go to 1976 and the band's live album, Wipe the Windows, Check the Oil. Here is Come and Go Blues. And you can hear Chuck Lavelle, later of the Rolling Stones, playing piano on this one.
I could see. Keep up with past and future shows, go to facebook.com/thevinylvaultOAR.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming. One, two, two, one, two, two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Vinyl Vault on ORFM Dunedin 105.4 FM. That was Queen of Hearts from the Greg Allman Tour, which is the name of the album. It was his first solo tour without the band. He went on the road with a 12-piece band of his own and a 24-piece orchestra, so he wasn't going to miss out on anything there. That was Queen of Hearts, and before that we had Come and Go Blues. Now we're going to go back to the Allman Brothers Band themselves. 1970, in July, middle of summer, they played the Atlanta International Pop Festival, and there's a 4-LP box set out of that, played across 2 days. So here is Greg Allman's psychedelic classic, Dreams.
Well, thank you.
Myself out of bed, yeah. And I put on my walking shoes and I went up on the mountain to see what I could see. The whole world was falling. Yeah.
together. Put on a blue face. Climb down off the hilltop, baby.
You're enjoying our Allman Brothers Band live show. That was from 1970, the live version of Dreams from the Atlanta International Pop Festival. Now, next up, we're going to go to a Greg Allman solo album. He put out a double album in 2015. It was been his second last record. He recorded it with his own solo band, and they've done a version of one of his oldest songs, which would be Whipping Post, which is a very hard, guitar-driven and bass rock song from the late 1960s that could go on for 30, 40, 50 minutes, even longer in a live show. They've really shortened it. They've turned it into a jazz-funk sort of song, added strings and brass instruments. And we're going to play it now for you. Here is Whipping Post.
I've been run down, such a fool. And I have to stand there and take it, darling. Oh, for loving you. I drown myself in sorrow. Cause I'm looking for what you've gone. But nothing.
New Zealand on Air, you're awesome.
Tell me what you left me waiting, 2 or 3 hours before. Tell me why when the phone rings, baby, you're up and across the floor. Please don't keep me wondering, oh my God. I think about the bad times, but I think about yours and mine. A silver spoon, but I pulled you out in time. But I hope that you've got reasons for the way that you've been lying. Please don't keep me wondering no it over me. Tell me how you're gonna act. I'm gonna keep on holding on. I don't get no stronger. Please don't keep me wondering no longer. We'll be right back.
That was Don't Keep Me Wondering from the 1971 album Live at the Fillmore East. We played a track from that earlier. Now we're going to go back to a Greg Allman solo album, the one we just played recently, the 2015 Back to Macon, Georgia. Here's his signature song. It's The Midnight Rider.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Vinyl Vault on ORFM Dunedin 105.4 FM. That was, of course, Midnight Rider from Greg Allman and his solo live band from 2014. I look, we're almost out of time, but thanks for joining me once again as I bring you the best of my vinyl record collection every fortnight on a Wednesday between 6 and 7 p.m. You can get podcasts for this show. It'll be up in a couple of days. Get all the old ones at the usual places. There's a Facebook page for the show, facebook.com/thevinylvaultOAR. I hope you enjoyed tonight's show, live music only, from one of the greatest bands there ever was, the Allman Brothers Band. You know, if you want to get a taster of their music, I would strongly suggest Live at the Fillmore East being a great place to start. Double album, lots of extended jams on there as well. So I will see you in a fortnight, and I'll leave you with a track from that album. It's an instrumental. It's called Hot Lanta. Thanks for listening, and good night.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.